And what did you come up with on this table? Okay, they may not have anything in common. Because I randomly thought, oh, where in the Bible does it talk about prayer? This is a holy table.
Can you sum up what we...
Emma?
Oh, they're passing the mic around.
We considered a few things. After deliberation and time in his Bible, Matt pointed out that they're all prayers to God. which is, we thought that was quite profound. And then I was saying that it felt like they're all just showing the different realities of being human, from magnificent, beautiful prayers from Mary to can't stay awake to disciples, to which Em goes, well, the point is they're all different, aren't they? Because there isn't a way to pray. It's just who you are. And we were like, that's probably the answer, isn't it, Em?
I read the brief.
That's as much of a brief we had, yeah. Anyone else get anything to...
We decided that they are mostly people praying for the needs. They're responding to the situations around them, praying for the people around them. So Abraham praying for Sodom and all of that. The first one, can't stay awake and pray, happens at the same time as John 17, Jesus prays for his disciples. So while Jesus is praying for his disciples to be united in Christ, they're being real and they're responding to what's going on around them and they are struggling to stay awake. But God, Jesus didn't condemn them for that. He still welcomed them and loved them. So I think that's something we need to think about as well. That yes, sometimes we will struggle, but God still understands.
Anything from this holy table over here? You agreeing with everything else?
We just said that we're all different, so we all come from a different perspective. I was just saying to Louise that she's married. I don't know if she's got children or not. I'm not married, so I would see things a different way. Yeah. I like my dog.
I like my dog too. Dogs are great. I've got something in common. Hurrah! Marvellous. As I was reading through those passages, I thought of the difference between the disciples in the first passage and the disciples in the last passage. They weren't fantastic at praying in the first. They fell asleep, but it's real and that's okay. But they're praying with power later on, which reminds me that we don't have to stay the same as where we are, that God grows us. And none of the prayers are carbon copies of one another. They're all different. They all pray in their own way. Nobody prays the same. As Dan said, they've all got different sorts of prayers. I think these biblical examples remind me that we don't have to be carbon copies of anyone else. When we pray, we can shout our prayers, we can sing our prayers, we can sleep our prayers. We can pray, you know, like us. And I think in my life, I think my journey and my experience of prayer has been a bit like a dance. I'm not a great dancer. It's been a bit of a journey. It's been a bit of a trial and error, kind of growth journey, until I found a way of praying that feels most like me. And the more I pray like me, and no one else, the more I pray. I think it grows you when you pray like you, when you're not pretending to be someone else. And I think at the end of the day, I find comfort when I pray honestly. At my worst, when I don't understand, and when I want to cry, when I want to shout from the rooftops how blessed I am, and when I'm at my most tired and I can't think and I don't know, I don't make any sense, I think there are the times when I revert to God, revert to talking to God as honestly and as naturally and as unministerially. You know, those times when things are hard and you go, what are you doing, God? Is the most honest. prayers. And I think they're probably the holiest prayers that we can pray. So just to end, right at the beginning of our little talk, we heard Matthew's version of the Pharisee praying loudly in the temple with fancy words. Luke has a different version of the same story and goes on to listen in to the prayer of a tax collector next, a man who is carrying so much shame. And there is no fancy words, there is no eloquence, there is nothing. He says one sentence, and it is profound. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's not fancy, that's the only prayer he can muster up. And scripture says, Jesus says he went away justified. He went away without guilt, completely right with God, because that prayer was enough. It was simple, and it was enough in the eyes of his Father because it was real. And he's talking to God about what was on his heart and on his mind, and it was plain, but it was good. And that's our calling, to be honest, when we pray. God doesn't compare us to anyone else. Just pray like you. As St. Pete of Greg would say again. Oh, keep it simple. Keep it real. Keep it up. Have we got time for a 2-minute silly video? Another one. Have we got time, Kath, arbiter of time? One more silly video about all the different ways that Christians pray. You might need the sound up, Sarah, in advance. There we go. Pray like you, not like anyone else. Should we stop here or should we do the last thing, Kath? Yes. So, what we're trying to do is to encourage and grow ourselves as prayers. And some people haven't had the experience of praying aloud for one another. And so I'm going to suggest we all do that right now. But we're not having any holy, fancy, long prayers. What I want to do is, with whoever's round your table, I want you to find out what they're doing tomorrow and ask God to bless whatever they're doing. So tomorrow, I'm having my nails done. And I'm writing Philip's funeral. The two things. So Laura might say to me, Lord, would you bless Louise as she has her nails done? Would you give her the right things to say for Philip's funeral? Done. Sorted. Amen. Would you do that very quickly around your table? Simple, straight to the point. Ask God to bless whoever's around your table. Find out what they're doing tomorrow. Go.